Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yes, I am Ben. I'm here on the Real Ass Podcast with my co-host, Shelter. Shelter, how are you?
That's actually not a costume. I lent Lewis my sleep apnea mask.
Who's Lewis? I'm Ben.
You're Bane in fucking sweatpants, and it bothers me.
Nobody can see my lower half, so I figured why I'd go all out and wear boots and black jeans.
Deadbeat dad, Bane.
Shut up.
I see my son on the weekends.
Shut up, Zach.
During the week, he lives with his mother in Clayface.
You and I are both diabolical villains, which I like this theme. We did not plan this.
No, Everybody looks adorable. What the fuck is Dylan?
I don't know what Dylan is. Let's introduce our guests and then we'll find out what Dylan is. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy.
You gotta take it off.
Now suck my dick. Ladies and gentlemen.
Suck my dick, Batman.
Very happy to have back on the show. You guys might know her from her podcast, News for Women. Ladies and gentlemen, or is it an Instagram show? I don't know.
It's a news show.
It's a news show. News for Women. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the very, very sexual kitten, Chloe LaBranche.
Hey, what's up?
Now you got a meow.
Oh, meow.
We're all in character.
I am in character.
You're just a cat with a...
I'm a cat, but I couldn't be a slutty cat because I'm in between health insurance. I can't afford it. You know,
she's on cat tranquilizers.
You've been living with FIV for years. You look great.
Thanks.
Also, very happy to have back on the show from the podcast. You fucked it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one and only Brian Six.
Hey, how are you, Bane?
I'm good.
Yeah. How's your drive-in?
What are you supposed to be? What is your?
I came up from Philly. I'm a fucking survivor right now, dude.
Oh, that's right.
I'm surviving in Philly. That's
it. We were defending the cops in Philly on the last show.
I heard.
Very heavily. We defended
them. It tends to be what we do. And then, listen, we defended.
I can't fucking breathe. I'm sorry.
We defended Jared from Subway before we had all the information. We have a pretty bad track record.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Damn.
Oh, shit. The arms are coming back. The shoulders are coming back. It's about to get crazy. I'm actually going to wear this in real life. This is the best fucking shirt I own right here. I've never looked better than when I'm wearing this fucking shirt. It's delightful.
I agree.
But I should have the mask on for it, right? No, I'll do it later. We'll get a picture with this shirt and the mask, Jan, and me and you. Go to the booth. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Wait a minute.
Now show them titties.
Look how fucking hot Shannon looks. Look at that.
All it takes is lipstick. And fucking ears.
A little bit of lipstick, some fucking crooked devil horns.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her titties.
So Shannon, you're the devil, right?
Yes.
That's what my son's being. You're stealing my son's idea.
I'm sorry, James.
I'm going to tell him that you fucking took it. And then Dylan, what are you? I'm trying to understand what this is. I thought you were a Power Ranger at first.
No.
And I was like, no, the Black Power Ranger is actually a black guy. So that's not okay.
I thought he was one of the Incredibles.
Oh, I thought he was Cruella
DeVille. No, I'm Danny Phantom.
Who's Danny Phantom?
He's a Nickelodeon character. Yeah, I have it on.
Yo, first of all, here's the thing. Dylan, here's why Dylan's a fucking herb. Because he's not a fan of Danny Phantom.
So yeah, what?
No, he's not. No, you didn't.
You don't know this.
You have this guy's hair. You saw it, and you were like, "I want to make that my costume because I already have the hair."
I kind of did the same thing.
You know what's funny, Zach? I thought you were wearing a wig this whole time, I just looked at you. I was like, Zach, you actually just have Trekkie hair.
Yeah, I've committed to the bit.
Yeah, I like it. So, Six, you survived the Philly.
Yeah.
Is it still going on? They're not going to riot on Halloween.
They did curfew on, I guess it was fucking Wednesday. What's today? What's today? Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it. I didn't know about it. It happened Monday. Me and Shane got in the car Tuesday morning to head down to Philly. I was telling these guys, he turned on his car. First thing we heard on the radio.
One less.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Go birds. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Freezing rain out there, that's not helping the cause.
No.
I barely wanted to walk from the car to the studio.
Fucking brutal.
It's really cold. What's the temperature right now, Shannon?
39 degrees.
39? All right, good.
So I have 41 today.
Tomorrow's going to be, what's tomorrow's temperature? Tomorrow in New Jersey, Bergen County, New Jersey. Because it's going to be frigid and my son, what?
43. Oh, no. 46 and sunny.
Okay, good.
It still fucking sucks. These kids are going to be outside. I called Bobby to tell him, and I was like, yeah, the kids will be outside. The adults could be inside. He's like, dude, you can't just leave all of our children outside in frigid temperatures. And now it's been raining for fucking a week straight. It's a goddamn nightmare. So now I'm having a Halloween party indoors. I have to figure out how to get everyone to feel comfortable. I have to buy a fucking thermometer. Anal thermometer. I'm doing everyone's butt at the door. I swear to God.
Don't you feel like there's probably less kidnappings though because COVID?
You think so?
Yeah, because kidnappers are like, I don't want to get sick.
No, I think that urge for child butt is fucking. It's just, dude, it's like a drug.
Yeah, they're already sick.
Do you think heroin addicts aren't picking up heroin because the
boy pussy is the cure to whatever they already have?
Yeah, dude, you have no idea what. Yeah, but boy pussy is the term. You have no idea how addictive that must be. The first time you try, boy butt, it must be fucking delectable. It must be. I'm not saying I like it. I'm saying for the people who are into it.
You didn't
must be,
like it.
No,
you
no, no.
Tried
no.
it.
Fine, I did. Fine. Fine. One time.
It's like a pomegranate. It's not for everybody, but you should try it.
It's acquired taste.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how to eat a pomegranate. A pomegranate's like
you did. That's what he said.
Slowly.
That's what he said to you. You didn't
slowly,
know how to
you gotta
eat
try
it.
And not spook him.
He's like, I can go back to Richard in the van.
Oh man. Yeah, well, it's funny because I have my new
first you read the pomegranate of the story.
Well, my new VR porn thing. I was thinking, it's like, well, would I be okay with them creating VR porn with like kids for pedophiles?
No,
like CGI.
No, you get one kid. You figure one kid, they pass them around. You
find one that like didn't have a chance.
You find the one that's already broken in.
Okay,
so it's not like
Yeah, okay.
I bet pedophiles are pumped if they overturn Roe v. Wade because there's gonna be more babies now.
Oh yeah,
more neglected babies.
I like the angle. Glenn.
More babies, but the mom will not care if they don't come home.
Wait, stop thinking.
I bet you the molested I bet you adopted children are molested at a higher rate than not adopted children.
Of course, because it's not delivery; it's DiGiorno.
Okay. That
was fucking
nice.
I loved it. Yeah. Happy Halloween, everyone. What a great Halloween show we already just got into. We're just fucking partying. Chloe, I like you as a kid.
Thanks.
She's adorable.
I like this. This is a good look for you, okay?
Yeah, and I wore corduroys today, so you can't stare at my butt.
You think I stare at your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Chloe.
I heard about it.
Chloe, are you listening to the show?
No, someone sent me, some random person sent me a clip.
Oh, yeah?
On Instagram.
Whatever. Grow the fuck up. Don't have a butt if you don't want us to stare at it, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, leave that? It leave that butt at home.
Yeah, that's what the pedophile said to the kid.
What did the pedophile say to the kid? Leave that butt at home, okay? Jesus, Chloe, it's not my fault that you got that little fucking butt.
Sorry.
Right, Six? Six, too. You got a little butt? Six got a butt on him?
No, I got a wagon, dude.
Let me see.
No.
Let's see it.
No.
Let me see, dude. Not naked. Let me just fucking get up and show me a little fucking... What do you got?
Oh.
It's not bad, dude. I would rather that than whatever the fuck I got.
Why?
No, no, no.
What do you mean?
It's not good. Mine's...
We might have the worst butts in podcasting. I have a Hank Hill butt.
Really?
Yeah, it's there's just like... It's just more leg... And at some point, there's something
just
that looks like
the
cheap.
Back.
Mine looks like nothing.
Have you ever seen the picture of Yoko Ono and John Lennon naked?
Yes.
I have Yoko Ono's ass.
Ooh.
Pull it up. It's, I mean, almost.
The ass that broke up the Beatles.
In fact, her ass is a little nicer than mine. It's slightly
it's a
nicer.
Nightmare.
Better
it's,
than John's dick.
What is his dick like?
Yeah.
It's not much.
Let me
you
see,
didn't see that picture? Like, in the picture, they just, he's standing there with her. It's just.
Yeah, that's what my butt looks like.
Oh, right, awful.
There. Yoko Ono's flat. Like
awful.
Damn, Leo Lennon, though.
Yeah, Lennon's got a fucking thick one.
Yeah, he's out there, dude.
Lennon's just fucking.
Lennon's popping it, drop it on him.
Look at that, dude.
Like to catch that. That's my butt. Yeah, that's my butt.
That's a similar butt to fucking. to Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono's butt is so bad. He's like, you just wouldn't put that out. Like, what type of level of comfort did they have?
Dude, my favorite Patrice on O&A quote is Asian girls have asses like CD cases.
Yeah. Well, he said that in one of the specials.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous, dude. Yoko, let me see John Lennon's dick, too. I would love to see John Lennon's dick. I don't remember if I've seen it.
Come on, Dylan. Oh.
That ain't bad, dude.
It's not bad. It's just a lot of bush.
Look at that thing, though.
It's a ton of bush, dude. If you didn't have that bush, that would be a fucking nice hanging piece right there.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
That looks like you a in your fucking, mind? That looks like a homemade candle.
Yeah, that's a great big dick, right?
It's fucking huge.
It's like a guy's pocket.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking real day changer.
I mean, if your dick, you can.
Yoko Ono's tits aren't bad.
No, her tits are fucking garbage, dude.
For Asian?
Dude, Yoko Ono.
This for an Asian?
This is at her fucking best, okay? Let's get real.
Yeah.
That bitch was whatever. John Lennon's one of the biggest rock stars in the fucking world. That's how you know John Lennon's a good person. Because
other than
he could have
beat the shit out of his first wife.
Maybe. I don't know. But that far super. Dating a fucking homely ass, flat butted, flabby titted fucking bitch when you are one of the biggest rock stars in the world, okay? When you could have any woman, any fucking woman.
But you think maybe he just fucked his way there?
No.
Where he just fucked everything until he's like, guys, watch this. Let's go pigging.
Maybe
can
his
I get a coffee,
manager
please?
Wanted him to do it. He's like, let's humble you.
No.
I want you with a flat butt Asian.
I don't think so. I think that he's a good person. I think deep down inside, he's got a spiritual soul. Yeah. And he was able to look in her fucking eyes. And she looked in his eyes. They fucking connected and... whatever, the language barrier.
How
could
he even look in her eyes or something?
That was really very fucking not cool, Chloe. Wow, holy shit. We don't do that type of comedy on this show, okay?
Sorry. That's reserved for Shane.
Dude. Yeah. Can I see...
Goodbye, SNL, Chloe.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is there a list of the worst asses in like from celebrities?
Can we cut that? I'll check.
Can you what?
Never mind. What? Never mind.
What are you saying? Say it, Chloe. Say it with confidence.
I said, can we cut that racist thing I said?
Oh, okay. I get it. You're fine. Don't worry. If you're associating with me.
Yeah, just cut it just like how their eyes
over.
Are. No.
Oh, come on. Can we slip that?
Yeah. I can't stop.
Just find a different slant.
Come on, Chloe. Stop being so yellow.
I don't know my angles.
There we go. I'm fucking really being delightfully racist right now. Guys, come on.
It's fine if I'm cute.
We only have one Asian sound effect.
I was going to say.
40 black ones. We have 40 black ones.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Oh, I'm going to have
it. So, Lewis, it is.
Can what? I ask you something? What happened to your eye?
What's up, girl? You noticed?
Your girlfriend hit you?
No.
Dylan, may I have water, please?
Yeah,
same, buddy.
Water. Water, coffee. How do you like it? Cream and sugar.
Gotcha.
No, I was sparring. I was sparring.
He's eating at Sbarro's.
My middle name is Spar.
I was sparring on Wednesday night, and yeah, dude, punched me in the eye.
Fuck yeah.
Twice.
I like it.
You like it, Shannon?
I like the black eye, yeah.
Shannon.
Oh.
Shannon, put that sexy fucking music on right fucking now. Right now. Wait, hold on. Listen to me. The reason I sexually harass Shannon as hard as I do is because every man that listens to this show gets to live vicariously through me. And just like the little child that we're going to sacrifice up to the virtual reality porn gods, it's just one girl that gets to be sexually harassed for everybody. So, Shannon, you're actually doing... females of service. This is a very feminist thing that I do with Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
I got that.
Thanks for doing your part, Lewis.
Dude, I'm fucking out there. I'm out there saving women from being fucking. Shannon, so you like this?
That was a lot.
Shannon, yeah. Tell me how much you like this. What's up?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, it's different.
Wow,
I like it.
Yo, I'm breaking Shannon down, Zach.
It's insane.
It's insane, right?
It's watching Stockholm Syndrome happen.
She said, I like it. She likes the shoulders. The shoulders are looking pretty good, right, Shan?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck Shannon. I'm telling you guys, it's gonna happen one day because it went from disgust.
That's when the show jumps the shark. That, like, if this were a sitcom, the season you fuck Shannon,
yeah,
like, we got to bring in like a little kid.
No, she'll make me promise to never tell anybody. That's gonna be the problem.
No, it's gonna be the end. Really? It's gonna be the end of the show. We're gonna jump the shark.
Yeah, but then when you tell somebody, it's the arc.
Yeah.
No, it's going to happen at the Christmas party this year. I'm going to tell you right now.
We weren't having a Christmas party.
Fuck Ralph. Ralph announced no Christmas party, and I literally said, yeah, okay, we'll talk about that.
Okay, he fucking, said we'll talk about that later.
Fucking Jew Grinch.
He had a fucking mind no Christmas party. We're not canceling Christmas. We're not canceling Thanksgiving.
No Hoosiers and watch it.
I'm telling you right now, look, I know Ralph fucking hates Trump, and he's a big fucking libtard. I don't care, okay? Yeah. We are having Christmas, and we're having a Christmas party.
Hell yeah, 4 more years.
Hell, probably, to be honest. To fucking be honest, okay?
Yeah, it's probably going to happen.
So we're going to have a Christmas party, and that's going to be the night that I break Shannon down. It's going to be it. Shannon, would you have a threesome with my girlfriend? She's very aggressive.
No.
Damn it. But maybe me.
No.
She thought about it. She thought about it. Zach, I'm telling you.
I'm not doubting you.
Look, by the way, I also don't want this to be an angle on the show. It's just happening, okay? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But you're going to just make yourself resistible?
Oh.
I'm on my way to being hot again. It's fucking happening.
I mean, I don't
227
know.
Pounds I weighed in. Ooh.
That's the most recent?
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know. Sometimes being hot is a bit of a burden.
It is a bit. Chloe, you're hot. You are a very hot chick. You're cool. Just weird as fuck. I can tell if you fuck Chloe... is going to end up being a problem in your life. There's no way it's going to just be smooth sailing. Just one good old fuck, and you get out of the way. It's like, Chloe's going to fucking...
I don't mean this in a mean way, but yeah. I feel like somebody has looked down at their phone after fucking you and been like, 86 missed calls?
That's yeah. Just for Bobby. For my coke dealer.
Yeah, I feel like that is a very Chloe thing. Chloe, do you get clingy? I bet you do. I bet you do,
too,
yes.
Too clingy for a rape, I'll tell you that much. I was like, I will see you again. We are going to court.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was too much.
Yeah, no, it was too little, actually. You should have went further on it. Okay, so we have a lot going on today. It's a very, very special Halloween show. I do have some spooky stories to tell. I have to practice telling these stories because at the Halloween party, which has now moved mainly inside because it's frigid temperatures and all, it's been hurricaning for the past 5 days. We have different activities. So now the one room I'm turning into like a whole fucking haunted room, black light covered in cobwebs. There's going to be a table and there's going to be at different parts of the party, different times to go down and explore that spooky haunted room. One time is going to be a witch.
Oh,
And she's going to have like, you know, the things with the eyeballs and the fucking,
the brains, spaghetti.
Yes. Brains. And the last one's going to be my dick. I'm putting my dick in the cauldron. And people are going to fucking go in. I'm like, ah!
Pizza box with your dick in it. There you go.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have somebody be a fortune teller. So we're going to do like, you know, like the tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But we're doing like completely real 100%.
Is this with kids too?
Yeah.
with only kids.
Oh, okay.
All kids. So we're doing the tarot carding for the kids. But we're doing like, if they get the fucking death card, sorry.
Yeah, what if the kids are like,
your parents are dying tonight.
You're like, ooh, you're gonna have a long battle with drugs and alcohol.
Just very fucking.
What if you put the black light on and you just see that your apartment is just like covered in cum from the last tenant?
And then the last one will be me, where I'm doing spooky stories. But I'll probably do it as like a...
Just do your stand-up.
Ooh. Wow. Throw it at me. I don't want people to think that I'm fucking safe on my own show. I fucking take that shit. Good job, Chloe. You fucked me up.
One day this will all be
smashed
mine.
So I'm gonna tell some scary stories in this fucking area. We're gonna keep on switching the room around, make it a little different each time. That's a fucking cool little thing for a Halloween party, right?
May I ask who's playing the witch and the fortune teller?
So I think the witch is going to be played by Christine. Jay's Christine. Or she's going to play the fortune teller.
I think she should be the fortune teller.
I wanted Shannon to be the fortune teller, but this bitch said no.
She's some type of swarthy. I'm working tomorrow night.
I mean,
it's 1 to 4 p.m., Shannon.
Oh. If intern Alex is not the witch...
Intern Alex is busy too.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to have her just play a junkie. She's going to lie outside. Just,
she's a method actor.
Yeah.
Meth actor.
Yeah. Actor. Hey. Fuck yeah, dude. You know what? I like it. I have no problem with that. Here we go.
Oh.
Dong.
So yeah, so then we're gonna watch. We're gonna trick or treat after that, have a scary movie. But they, you know, we have games planned, potato sack race. The party is actually coming to fucking gather. To be honest with you, I'm very impressed with the fact that we've been able to do this. Also, my sister told me what was in those letters for my mom.
Is that the spooky story?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, look, it didn't make me as upset as much as I thought, but it's bad. It was just essentially like, hey, please forgive me before I die in my bed alone, and I never forgave her. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's not my fault. The onus was on her to not reach out via snail mail.
Do you forgive her now, though, after reading the letters?
I've never read the letters.
Oh.
My sister said, literally, and I quote, I should you not, she said, yada, 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 like 5 times.
She yada yada.
She yada yada me during letters. My because I lost my dead mom's letters. My mom wrote me a bunch of letters.
Oh yeah.
My
yeah.
sister told me because I was like fuck for years. I was like that really sucks. And she's like, oh yeah, I like read all those letters.
Yeah, it's like eh, whatever.
Yeah, and then yada. She told me what was in them. Yeah, yes, but it was a lot of like, please forgive me, I don't want to die yada. Alone. Yada yada yada. I'm dying alone. Please, hello. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, yeah, but I have forgiven her, and based off of her belief in Jesus, she knows that now.
Oh.
It wasn't my fault she did what she did, Shannon. I can't be fucking... And by the way, stop it. I know you guys are all sad right now. I'm not going to cry. I'm not describing the plot of a child's movie, which is the only thing that will actually make me cry. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, and then the last thing she did was take out her kit, tie the belt around her arm, yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. We're standing at her funeral.
Get a Ouija board at your party.
I have one. My mat for my house is a Ouija board that I got at the Halloween store, and that's just going to stay for life. I love my Halloween store Ouija board mat for my house.
That's pretty cool. You're welcome, Matt's Ouija board.
Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
That's pretty fucking badass. Love it.
You should make the kids go in your sauna.
The sauna is also coming together as well, and that's actually a great fucking idea,
yeah,
Chloe.
Anytime.
Do like some sort of, what was the fucking one movie now? I'm thinking of a movie where it wasn't the appliances, but like the house started killing the people and it was like the water got too hot and burned the fuck out of the bitch. What movie was this? It's like a shower scene where like the house comes alive and like burns. Zach, you would have to know this.
It's not House, is it?
No, it's not House.
There's been a few where the water gets too hot and like starts scalding the people in it.
Yeah,
but you're saying in Halloween 2, a girl gets burnt in a hot tub.
Oh, yeah. Dante's Peak. Everybody's getting burnt.
I can't think of shower scenes.
No, I don't know. I did. You know what? I watched the other night, which holds up. Great horror movie that didn't even remember really from as a kid. I watched it. Maybe watched it when I was 8 or 9 years old. My mom let me watch this movie. Another movie. Completely inappropriate until you're maybe 16 years old. Carrie.
Oh yeah. Really works.
Carrie's a fucking great one. I hadn't watched it in maybe 25 years, maybe even more than that. I didn't really remember it, but it
back
is
when Travolta could play straight.
Yeah.
Dude, that fuck, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie. I don't know why, like, people do not give Carrie enough credit.
It's a great movie.
Opening scene, teenage shower scene. Where she gets her period in the scene, and then all the girls.
Tons of bush.
Oh boy, I'm still waiting.
Tons of bush. Tons of bush. Okay, it's like they're not making these movies anymore. They're not making a 16-year-old girls fucking like.
Well, I don't think kids shower together anymore in high school, do they?
They don't, but they still wouldn't. It was kind of weird. Like I think American Pie was probably the last sexualization of teenagers, like the way they did it, because in American Pie, remember they're all supposed to be like 16 years old, and they have like crazy sexual scenes in that movie. And that whole sort of like, it was just a theme in teen movies, the 80s, 90s, like it was extremely sexualized. And I don't think you see that anymore in movies.
There's a series called Euphoria. They get fucking nuts on that show.
Yeah, but you're right.
But that's, I mean, it's not a movie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it's really steeped in like reality. They try to make a very realistic show. Yeah.
Well, you're talking about like an old scary movie.
This just like the every like you know funny movies, scary movies. Yeah, it was like you would just sexualize.
Well,
these
there's a book called
kids.
Teen Movie Hell, and there's an essay in it that talks about how basically
a Mexican
American
guy
Pie and the
a Mexican guy an essay in it. Come on, guys.
Oh,
yes. There's an essay in it. Go ahead. So what do you say
about how American Pie kind of was
American
the end
Pie
of the Good. Teen sex comedy because they no longer now porn was too accessible.
Yeah.
So you didn't need nudity as much in regular movies.
Mm. Sure. Mm. Well, the opening scene is fucking wild. Okay, this because she gets her period.
Mm. I'm still waiting to get.
Have you seen Carrie?
I live it every day. No,
I have the opening scene.
You have the opening scene. Ooh. It's wild.
Let's go.
Go ahead. A film by Kimberly Pierce.
This is the remake.
Yeah, this is the new one.
Oh, this is the remake. I gotta see the remake. Was the remake gun?
Do you want me to still play this?
Is she getting her period here?
I think so.
No, this is the mom.
Okay. Hold on.
I don't think I watched the remake all the way through.
Oh, Chloe Grace Moretz or whatever.
Let me see. I want to see the remake. Hell yeah.
Please.
Oh
my god. It's period one.
I think I'm dying.
Pause
it.
Oh my god.
Please. It's so funny because I'm hard. But besides that, they have to like spell it out so much more in this. Like, because in the original scene, pull up the original scene for a second. Because it's actually kind of interesting to see them side by side. So in the original scene, it's the same thing, right?
And they just yell, plug it up.
Yeah, plug it up.
They start yelling, plug it up. They just don't, it's not, they don't need hilarious. To go, it's period blood.
It's period blood because she got her first period and doesn't know what it is.
It's just, it's kind of funny how they have to like, but in the other one, I don't know, it was just sort of like, you knew it. Maybe because they were just marketing it to like.
It was a commercial.
Younger people, I have no idea. Campbell. But yeah, pull up the original scene because first of all, I mean, Sissy Spacek is horrifying. She's so, like, she's so uncomfortably weird that you hate her in the beginning of the movie, and then you start to feel bad for her. Like when she's walking around, she's like being all awkward. You know, it's also like in the one scene, the teacher smacks her in the face, or in that scene at the end of it, she's like, "Fuck, get a hold of yourself." Mm-hmm. The teacher smacks her, or the gym coach. It's great.
Well, she was being hysterical.
She's being wild.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Look how like sexualized this is. Like it's all slow motion and it's just fucking tits and bush flopping everywhere. God, the 80s ruled. 70s.
Yeah, it's 1976.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip forward.
Yeah, skip forward a little bit because they just literally show her slowly, like, and it's all like set. And here's the funny part. This is why it's good directing because they come into it and you're like, oh, this is just like it's a very sexual thing, and then it goes to very weird very quickly, and that's why I think it's fucking great.
What an open, like, that's how you start.
Yeah, and then you just see the blood dripping down her leg. It's fucking bizarre.
Oh boy. Oh, that I thought that was
a hand crawls out of her pussy. It's wild.
No.
Dun dun dun. He's creepy in her coochie.
Uh-oh. That's all I would do if I was thing. Just crawl up girls' legs.
She dropped the soap.
Look. And she starts freaking the fuck out.
Fucking weird freckles.
Yeah, weird ass fucking freckles. Fucking doesn't make eye contact with everyone. She played a fucking autistic kid so well.
Thank God regular autistic people can't set shit on fire. We'd be dead a million times over.
Look at this.
Oh boy.
Oh, the scene is so fucking. It makes you feel so uncomfortable.
Because look at this ghoul. What if that ran at you in the middle of the day?
And she's going,
It's like the lady in The Shining getting out of the bathtub. It's like, oh my god.
Plug it up. Plug it up. I mean, even if she was bleeding.
Who cares?
I mean, fucking chill, lady. All right, you're bleeding out of your pussy a little bit.
Plug it up. I mean, this is a pretty cruel thing to do to
a retarded girl. Retarded girl. It's fucked up. She's like the only female Cometown fan.
My gym teacher, you had like the same thing. He had like the office in the locker room,
yeah.
And he would get naked after wrestling practice and just read the paper naked.
That's hilarious.
So every freshman
in the
year,
office,
in his he had like a glass walled office, and he would just sit there naked and read the paper. But so every freshman class, as they come into wrestle, the next class up would be like, "Hey, Mr. B needs to see in his office right after practice."
That's hilarious.
And you would just walk into a nude man, and he'd go, "Whoa,
hey." Yeah, that that movie, it really, dude, it's fucking, the whole thing just is tense the whole time.
Well, because then nothing happens till the end.
Yeah, nothing happens till the end. John Travolta, there's a scene where he's just driving in the car with the chick, and she calls him stupid, and he just cracks her in the lip. He's like, "Hey, don't call me stupid."
Yeah.
And that's just, like, it's not even a moment in the movie. That's just the way you handled your
that was comic
high
relief.
School sweetheart
in 1976.
And B-roll in the 70s.
You just fucking said, "Hey, shut the fuck up." Crack. And nobody cared.
He was like, "Hey, you're not a guy." Boom.
I watched Rosemary's Baby for the first time last week.
I don't know if I ever watched it.
I really liked it, but that movie is fucked. You never seen it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever saw it. It's a bummer.
Yeah, is it just a normal movie to the end, right?
No.
No, it's... But you don't know if... you think she's crazy for most of it. Like, you're pretty convinced
she's
that
being
it's
gas,
a movie about
gaslit.
A crazy person. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah.
But basically, she's having a baby, and the people are sacrificing her baby.
By the way, that hotel, that the building they live in,
yeah.
I think that's where John Lennon got shot.
Was that... Oh, on the Upper East Side?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, I was way too young to watch Carrie when I watched Carrie. Like, just the naked scene with the naked girls affected where I was like 8 or 9 with my mom's just sitting there like, my mom had she didn't give a fuck at all about it to being a naked woman on the screen.
Did the pop scare at the end get you?
The pop scare? Huh? Is that?
The very end. Like the last.
Oh, yeah, yeah, which is weird. Is she dreaming? Is that what it is? She's dreaming in it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It did at the very, like the first time.
Not
this. This time I didn't even watch the pop scare at the end. I was like, all right, the movie's over. I knew it was coming. But that was almost pointless.
They always tried to make movies back then have like a big last. Because Friday the 13th, they all have like the big last.
Oh, yeah. Jumping out of the water.
Yeah, and then credits.
The money
yeah.
shot.
It's always that.
Yeah, I'd watch the new Carrie, though. I'd like to see how it holds up. But just that one scene where they had to, like, walk you through what was going on through shitty dialogue.
Yeah.
It just maybe not really...
That one's way more raw, too. The one, you know, the original, the remake, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I don't think I got all the way through it, but...
Yeah, some of these horror movies, they don't need to remake. It's just like, it was also what was great about those movies was the fact that, like, they didn't have crazy special effects. Like, you look at Jaws. Mm-hmm. Dude, Jaws was fucking dope.
Because you don't see the fucking shark.
You don't see the shark until the end. It's all with music and a little bit of blood, a hand floating down. You're like, and it's these creepy images. Even in Carrie, like, the scariest image in Carrie wasn't... the fire and all that other shit and the pig's blood.
I think it's the mom with the knife.
No, ooh. The scariest image is when she first goes in the closet and sees the Jesus with the glowing eyes with all the fucking blades sticking in him, and her mom locks her in the closet. That show the image of the Jesus in the closet, Carrie. It is just horrifying. As a kid, you see that and it would just stick in your mind forever. Just that little image, no context, no nothing. You just fucking.
That's like in Jaws. That's like Quint's speech. About the Indianapolis is terrifying. And this is a drunk guy talking on a boat. Mm. But he's talking about when he went into the water. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It was cool that you just had to... They literally had to write the movies really well. They had to direct them really well. They had to use good music. Now it's just... You know, even with, like, It, right? It was really scary. But those jump shots in the new It, like, all that, like, the clown... Blah, 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 like, that shit is sort of like...
My brother's college roommate did those, wrote those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I thought they were great, and they
Gary
were terrifying.
Dobbin. Yeah, yeah.
They were terrifying, but the going back to that fucking...
Yeah.
It was just sort of like, I don't know, you...
It doesn't have substance.
It was cheap. It was just kind of a cheap move.
It's like a haunted house as opposed to something that you're going to take home with you.
Yeah. I just watched the second part again the other day. I don't really like the
second part. I thought the first part was way better.
Yeah, the first
part
wasn't bad.
Way too much Bill Hader.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was
He took me out of the movie.
Yeah.
They did such an incredible job, though, casting the kids to look like the adult.
Yeah, they really
blew my mind.
Yeah, it was good altogether. I liked it. I liked the new It more than the old It. As I'm saying that, I still like the new more It than the old It. Just because I thought the clown, he did need to be scarier. It was based in a world of like magical or magic. So you went further, right? The original one, it didn't go as far as it could have went, but
it was also a TV movie.
Yeah. So they couldn't get crazy.
TV movie.
Yeah. Just seeing, also now that I have a kid, watching like a 4-year-old's arm being torn off his body it's horrifying. Like
was how I knew I was gonna love the remake. When they show the arm, I was like, because they put that out online, and I was like, oh, they're going there?
Yeah, a child, like a little baby.
But then my biggest problem with It 2 was they put the old lady scene online as a preview, and that was the scariest scene in the movie.
Right.
I like Pennywise's voice. Hiya, Georgie.
He sounded like Winnie the Pooh to me.
And the way he just like drools, like that character, the actor does such a good job.
He's creepy as fuck looking without the makeup.
As fuck, dude. He's like... He does that like blank stare, like one eye is like looking this way, and it's drooling, and it's like you're like, please,
you're like popcorn, Georgie boy.
Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, that guy's terrifying.
It's me, Pennywise.
Looking.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the scariest things weren't even. I started rolling my eyes when they started doing the cloud, like running toward the like that wasn't scary. That's like just a cheap trick.
They put out an article that was like. They did the, 100 scariest movies.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they put heart rate monitors on people. And then,
it wasn't based off of, like, opinion. It was based off actual...
I think it was the IMDb highest rated, or Rotten Tomatoes highest rated horror movies. Then they put heart rate monitors on people. But the movies that won kind of sucked dick.
What was was Insidious?
Insidious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Conjuring 1 and 2 were both in the top 10.
Insidious 2 is dope.
I'm not saying they're not good, but they're not the best of all time. Like... But because they have a million pop scares, it got the most heart rate. Excuse me, no, it was Sinister.
Paranormal Activity was pretty horrifying
Hereditary
at first.
Oh, the first one? Yeah.
What about Hereditary when her head gets hit off?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Hereditary with imagery, really terrifying imagery.
Oh, the Babadook.
But these are all too new.
Blair Witch. When Blair Witch came out, it was fucking horrifying.
Yeah,
we had never seen found footage films like that before. Like it was like... And we knew it was but it was the rumor that it was real was so strong because the internet wasn't like it was now, right? It was static website.
If you wanted to see it, you had to go to BlairWitchProject.com and they could control the narrative.
Their narrative was that this is found footage, it was real. And they did marketing when in Philadelphia they did free screenings and they said it was found footage.
Jay went to one, right?
Yeah. Jay went to one and they didn't tell people that it was a movie. They said it was found footage just to get the buzz going.
Right.
So it was like when I went and saw it at the Palisade Center movie theater in Rockland County, New York. It was a massive movie, like Lowe's, right? But it was still like 90% it was fake, 10% in my mind this could be real.
Yeah.
That's how good, like it was like, and that's crazy the fact that like, you know, and I was a kid, I was 16, 17 years old, obviously. But there was that was the narrative sort of like, dude, are we sure this isn't real? This is fucking crazy because it was acted so well. Nobody knew the actors. It was just sort of like this weird thing. We had never seen anything like it before. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that holds up now that Paranormal Activity and these other found footage films have come out.
I've done it recently. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think the scariest movie I think of the last, like our generation, Cloverfield.
Huh.
Oh. I legitimately think Cloverfield's terrifying.
I don't remember.
Is that Cloverfield 13? What's that movie?
No, Cloverfield 13 is a junk. Cloverfield's the one with the monster in New York.
Yeah, it's a monster in New York. It's some reason, I rewatched it, and I was looking out my window going, where's the fucking monster?
What about Midsommar?
That was fucking horrifying.
Is it good?
It's same director as Hereditary. It's just, it fucks you in the head. Like, after when I walked out, I was like, I felt like I was on drugs.
Okay, first of all, it fucks you up top, where it's just like, it's an up level of depression hits you immediately. That they get, it's like that kind of like, oh well, I'm sad now, and then they fuck you emotionally.
I don't know if I like that. Freddy versus Jason.
I will say,
Can we get just a nice fucking ninja fight between
Jason
horror movie stars?
Come on, Midsommar, best depiction of mushroom trip I have ever seen in a movie.
What was that movie? I think we talked about it on this show, but it was with it was fucking all female cast.
Oh, Ghostbusters?
No, it's an all female cast where
a scary movie.
Yeah, Jew Broad, kind of scary, weird.
Jew Broad,
like the hottest Jew Broad. The hottest you brought of all the hottest you brought.
House on Haunting Hill. Did anyone see that?
No.
That
no.
scared
Stop
me.
Stop it, Chloe.
No.
I'm Dylan
Brod. This is.
Dylan
Brod.
Hottest like Kat Dennings.
No, the hottest you brought. Little petite thing. Fucks
Black
Thor.
Widow.
Fucks Thor.
Cabin in the Woods.
No, she fucks Thor.
She fucks Thor?
She was in The Professional. The little girl in The Professional.
Oh,
Christina Ricci.
No,
no.
The fuck's Natalie
her name?
Portman.
Yeah, she. Yeah, the hottest Jew. Natalie okay. Portman. Is she not the hottest Jew?
Your movie descriptions are amazing. You're like, you know, the Jew. Yeah. Fucks Thor. Come on.
Annihilation.
Annihilation. Oh. Dude, that ending's like 20-minute sequence in Annihilation where she's like having like a physical conversation with this being. Like,
yeah.
That, in my opinion, is the closest thing to like a crazy acid trip that I've ever like
that soundtrack
that I've ever
will
seen.
Fucking murder you.
Oh, really? Is it crazy?
I don't know.
Oh my God. It's fucking nuts.
What do you mean?
It's just nuts. It's, I mean, it's not like real songs. It's just like those fucking just weird ambience fucking just.
Why would you ever listen to that? What are you doing while you're listening to ambient alien music?
Eating mushrooms.
Oh, while you eat mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I like to listen to the Jurassic Park theme song.
I bet you just big band music would sound awesome on mushrooms.
Yeah.
I've never tripped and just closed my eyes and put music on. Or I shouldn't say never. Like, it's been since I was like a kid.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I watched Insidious on acid this summer, and that wasn't a bad idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first time you saw it?
No, I've seen it like 6 times.
Oh.
We have acid's back in a big way right now, so the Gas Digital crew.
They're just
there's
going.
So much acid around. Like, if anybody wants acid, now's the time. Because there's a bunch of great acid just happening.
Try not to do it around some of them.
I'm not going to lie. I woke up Tuesday morning with acid in my pocket. I was like, how the fuck did that get in
there?
Yeah, dude. I have no idea how I got it.
Because it's, I don't know what's going on. But
it's waves. So, like, in another couple of years, you're going to be like, remember when you could get acid?
Yeah. And you can't get acid at all. When I was like 19, I was like a little druggy, like 18, 19 years old. We could not get acid. We couldn't get it. And it was like, we drove like 5 hours to get a 10 strip of acid because we found a person like fucking deep up in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. It's always like somebody in Massachusetts.
Yeah. We had to fucking travel for like just a little 10 strip. And now I don't know, maybe because we're more connected or whatever it is, but I can get.
Because you built this empire.
Just about any drug.
I watched these 13-year-olds on the subway drop acid like 2 weeks ago.
You watched them actually take it?
Yeah, they had tabs and stuff, and then I watched them just like put them like, and then the other kid had like sheets, and I watched them put them in their mouth. They're like, yo, you're gonna trip so hard.
Oh,
and
we
I
put
was
a
just,
whole sheet in his mouth.
I was just watching. I was like, oh, I was like, this is amazing.
No, a sheet's 100 strips.
No, like I don't know. They like ripped it.
Okay. I'm using the actual
talent.
Term. I'm using the term.
That's not what it is. You get like a tab. Have you ever heard of puddling?
Puddling? No.
A puddle is when someone takes like liquid acid and they puddle your hand and you get like 100 hits.
Through your hand?
Yeah, you puddle it. And then at music festivals, I have a lot of friends who are like big Wookiees. And at festivals, when people like get mad at each other, they do this thing like they'll go up to someone and they'll drop like on their skin like 2,000 hits of acid. So that person's just like fucked for the rest of their life.
Wait. What music festival?
Can we back up for a second?
Wait, Wookiee? Did you hear that?
Wookiee is where I would like to start.
Why?
What is a Wookiee? What do you mean your friends are Wookiees?
You never heard of a Wookiee?
No.
I mean, I have in Star Wars.
A Wookiee is like someone who like goes to all the raves and like the festivals.
Look at Dylan.
Like
is,
I have a friend.
Dylan, stop dancing in the background to show that you know what a Wookiee is.
Yeah, one of my friends. One of my friends makes acid, and his name is the Wook King of New York.
The Wook King.
Yeah, he curates it. You tell him like what you want your trip to be, and he curates the.
No
acid
offense
to
your
trip.
Friend, he sucks. If you make acid and you're like a fucking raver party, like you suck. I can't explain to you how, like,
he's not that good at it. He's like, what do you want your trip to be? I'm like, I want to get back together with my ex-boyfriend. Make it happen.
That sounds like a NyQuil and Sudafed. Little bit of Poland Spring in there. I'm not good at this. It's like, all right, Wolf King. That's crazy. What's his real name?
I can't say that.
Oh, all right. I just didn't know if he knew
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
You have no respect for the game.
Let's take a quick second and thank Omigo Bidet for sponsoring today's show. Omigo Bidet is an amazing company. Love them. You have 2 Omigo Bidets in my house in both my upstairs and downstairs bathroom. I cannot go back to not using a bidet. If you guys don't know, a bidet shoots a little stream of water into your butt. It cleans it after you poop. Nice and simple, baby boy. If you're using toilet paper, you're a fucking savage. I can't explain to you. I can't believe I spent 37 years of my life using toilet paper and pooping like a fucking weirdo.
Wiping your poop back into the hair in your butt crack.
It's very strange. Omega Bidet, very simple to install. Takes about 10, 15 minutes. I paid Harrington $20 an hour. So I paid Harrington. It took him 15 minutes. What's one quarter of 20? 20. $5. Shut up, Zach. I paid Harrington $5 to install my Omega bidet. It was fucking incredible. You don't need to call a plumber. This is a super quick to do DIY job. And we're going to give you a pretty incredible discount if you would like to try out an Omega bidet. Go to myomigo.com/RAP. That's myomigo.com/RAP. And we're going to save you 15% off your Omega bidet system. Once again, that is myomigo.com/RAP. Go grab an Omega bidet now. All right, where were we? Let's see. Oh, this is fun. Instagram alters nudity policy to allow women to hold their breasts.
Thank God.
Wait, they could hold their breasts.
What?
Yeah. So what happened was, this is a women of color and plus size women. They had an issue with this because when they pushed, like when they cover their nipples in pictures, they're like smushing their boobs kind of. And as far as Instagram's nudity policy, that counts as being sexually provocative because they're like mushing
so
their
flat boobs. Flat bitches get to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And mm-hmm. they get away with it. Yeah.
It's in memory of Yoko Ono.
In memory of Yoko Ono.
Oh.
Yes, dude. I'm here all day. Rattlesnake. That was a good one, Zach. Don't get mad at me for good ones, you piece of shit. In memoriam. All right. Shannon, talk sexy to me again. Talk to me how much you're attracted to me again. Make me feel good. I like when Shannon's attracted to me. It makes me feel fucking good about myself.
That's all I have.
She wants it, right? Shannon, you want to just like kiss my shoulder a little?
No, thank you. You have like a red lipstick mark on your shoulder and your girlfriend will murder everybody.
Hell yeah.
I love that you have the tactical vest with the sweatpants. You look like a fucking Somalian pirate. you look like a child soldier.
All right, I'm going to read one of our scary stories.
Okay.
Shannon, I need the lights out in here. We need to make it dark.
Is this one of the stories you're going to tell to the kids?
I think so, yeah. These are the ones that I've been picking out.
Big closer.
We need some spooky music too, right, Shannon? All right. Good, Dylan. Make it fucking as bright as possible first. She fucking is... There we go. So yeah, I gotta practice these stories. I'm not good at reading.
I'm trying to read my I'm trying to find the drop.
What's the drop? Which one?
Spooky music.
Well, there's no spooky music drop. Oh, I get what you're saying. I got it.
It's getting lighter in here.
You're trying to do...
Yeah, some spooky music?
Yeah, spooky. What'd you say? You wanted to hear some spooky music?
I feel it.
There you go.
Not the one I was looking for, but worked just as great.
I feel unsafe.
That was a spooky video. The boat dogs? Yeah. Uncle Charles, dude.
You're gonna look everybody.
It's going to be a scary story. I'm going to try to see if we could get scary. Because if I can scare you guys here and at home, I could also scare children.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the first ever scary story on the Real Ass Podcast. My uncle was walking down a lonely dirt road one day. He came upon a man who was also walking down that road. The man looked at my uncle, and my uncle looked at the man. The man was scared of my uncle, and my uncle was scared of that man. But they kept on walking. And it began to get dark. The man looked at my uncle, and my uncle looked at that man. The man was very scared of my uncle. And my uncle was very scared of that man. But they kept on walking. And they came to a big woods. And it was getting darker. And the man looked at my uncle. And my uncle looked at the man. The man was really scared of my uncle.
They're just cruising, right? This is just getting beat up.
Shut up, Zach.
And my each other from Grindr.
And my uncle tapped his foot on the floor 3 times. And then he sucked this man's cock behind a dumpster. No, stop it. It's scary. The man was really scared of my uncle. And my uncle was really scared of that man. But they kept on walking. And deep down into the woods they went. It was getting darker. And the man looked at my uncle. And my uncle looked at the man. The man was terribly scared of my uncle. And my uncle was terribly scared of... Ah! Oh!
Got me good.
I got you good, right, Chloe? I fucked up. That's I it? Fucked Chloe right in her ass.
Damn.
You wish.
Hell yeah. All right, there we go. Tell it up.
I have a... No, can I tell a story?
You have a scary story? All right, yeah. Please. Please, keep going.
Keep it up.
Keep the...
Okay, so can you play music for me? Oh, thanks, Shannon. Sorry, I was... Dylan knows the one who thinks sucks. Okay, so it was a cold Friday morning, and a young girl comes into a studio dressed as a cat. She sits around a table, and they darken the lights. And she is among 3 scary rapists. And then,
And the first rapist is like, this pussy's too tight.
Perfect, perfect. And then... afterwards, she called her lawyer, and she sued them for everything they had.
She made them delete the Asian joke from earlier in the episode.
That's all I got.
That was good. It was a great story.
Thank
guys.
You.
There we go.
Brian's,
terrifying.
Brian's turn.
It was terrifying.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, it was Monday night in Philadelphia, and this retard had a knife.
Right.
Cops were like, ch-ch-ch. That's the end of the story.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Shani, you turn the lights back. I have another story, but I'll close it with another story.
In your story, though, you do say he followed him...
into a big woods?
And it's like, tap, tap, tap. I was like, dude, that's some hard-ass woods he's walking.
I know, yeah. That was Shannon. She's retarded. It was like, it sounded like they were tap dancing on a fucking wooden floor.
I prepared footstep sound effects in advance. So
no, I know. That was amazing.
I thought
you.
That was really good.
Thank you.
It should have been just like, you know, through brush. Like, shh.
Yeah. Shh, shh,
shh. Sorry, next time.
All right. What are you going to do? We got one more story coming up in a little bit. Let's see. This is a nice Halloween, fun Halloween story. Man stuck in elevator for 3 days, eats wife to survive. 44-year-old and 300-pound Bruce Franklin was rescued after...
This has got to be fake. This is 100% fake.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that picture.
There's no way that's real.
Let's see. He's been trapped in an elevator for 3 days. He was found with a partially devoured corpse of his wife lying next to him. Franklin and his wife were coming back from a restaurant when they took the elevator to get to their apartment. The elevator unexpectedly stopped on their way up. Neither of them had their cell phones and weren't able to climb to another floor. After 48 hours, Franklin started suffering from severe dehydration and began fearing for his life and had no other choice but to kill his wife. He ended up ingesting 12 pounds of her blood and flesh.
100% fake.
Oh my God. What if?
First of all, let's see the site that's from. What horseshit website that's
from. Whose topic was this? Was this Shannon's topic? Shannon? It's, oh wow. She's really upset. Look at her face.
That's from like... a week and a half ago that I've been excited to get to it, so it probably was discovered afterwards that it's fake.
No, but you should be able to... 100% fake. That's a
from
fake
the beginning.
Shot.
Really
no man would eat 12 pounds. Yeah. You can go 5 days without food.
Yeah, we also just talked about how eating a 3-pound hamburger was going to be a whole fucking eating challenge for us.
They put in the article they just got back from a restaurant, like, ha, he's fat and he was still hungry.
What yeah, of course.
What if
Zach is furious because he would eat his wife if they got stuck in the elevator.
What if the lawyer's case was like, but he's a bit of a gentleman because he started with the pussy?
Is it Ralph actually sent me the story?
Ralph sent you the story.
And I was so excited about it. Maybe he was setting me up.
Can you read the website that it's from so we can see what horseshit this is?
Hold on. Did you snopes it?
Yeah, he did. It's nickelsavers.com.
Nickelsavers.com. It's Ari Shaffir's website. wow, Shannon, that's a bad one.
Pick a good one.
That's a bad one. Costco pulling products allegedly made by monkey labor. Now, Shannon, why would you set us up?
Well,
you know what we're going to do. No, you know where we're going to go. She's trying to get us fucking canceled.
I'm an animal lover, and I want to bring awareness.
So yeah. It's mixtapes?
Stop. Stop it, Zach. It's not okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
That was funny.
All right. What else?
Are you not going to tell a story?
Sure, I'll tell the story. Let's see. The alleged use of forced monkey labor has led to Costco to stop selling Thai-made coconut products. PETA's investigation found chained up monkeys picking around 400 coconuts a day. Aww. After they're done working their cage until their next shift. I got to be honest with you. That is only, I have no problem with forced monkey labor. I got to be honest with you.
That's.
I don't know if I believe that one either.
You think that?
No, that one's real. That one's from the New York Post.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some good news in the Post.
Look at them. They make them pick coconuts all day.
Okay, so what? They're fucking monkeys. We make horses pull fucking carts all day. Why do monkeys get special treatment over horses? I don't understand. We make dogs fucking be police dogs. We make, and you know, they fuck. We make those St. Bernards. They go up mountains in the snow with
the root beer barrels.
Yeah, barrels on their necks.
They like that.
How do you know the monkeys don't like picking fucking coconuts?
Look at how sad they are.
Oh, of course, a dramatic rainy shot.
The rain.
Put on sad music with the fucking rain in the background, a sad monkey face, of course.
They get mad when their hair gets wet.
If the monkeys did not want to pick coconuts, stop it, Zach. Stop it. If the monkeys did not want to pick coconuts, they wouldn't climb up the trees.
Yeah, they would have a monkey revolution.
Or they're trying to pick the coconuts. Oh, I know what's going on.
What?
They're trying to eat those coconuts.
Give me coconuts, motherfucker.
Dumbass monkey.
Fool me once.
Oh, man. That's what you got to do.
Oh, they actually already put the somber piano music to it.
Yeah. And I added another one to it.
You added more somber piano music.
That's muted.
To their already obviously fucking
coconut
bullshit.
Picking machines.
I have no problem with these monkeys picking coconuts. It's what they do. What else are they doing?
Right.
You let them go, but you know what? Monkeys, go do your own thing. Now, guess what? They're up in the street picking coconuts.
Yeah.
It's like racing huskies in the Iditarod. It's like, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
They don't mind.
They're fucking monkeys. Monkeys pick coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the thousands of animals that died in China? They were getting shipped. Like, so China literally just qualified dogs and cats as pets and not livestock.
Okay.
But there were still places you could order.
Shannon, stop shaking your head in disgust.
Dogs and bunnies from, like, and they'll send them to you in a box with holes in it. But the shipping company had, like, a strike.
Yeah.
So they just left them on a pallet for a week.
And then they just made a bunch
of. And animal activists went and they're like, oh, yeah, they all died. Like, it was thousands of cats and dogs just starved. Well, people were there.
Just on a boat?
No, on a pallet at the factory, at like the shipping
still
place.
In the...
Yeah, see?
Still in the Chinese takeout
container? Yeah, they're just in the fucking...
They're just making a lot of soup.
Yeah, they're just in the... Because they had a shipping dispute.
Do you think that there's like a Chinese boxer just like punching dog meat in the freezer?
No, that's a little...
The chihuahua. Oh shit. Yeah, it's sad, I guess. You know, I just got bigger fish to fry. Sad. In terms of like where my emotions can go, like I can't get there.
I don't know, dude. I bet if you saw 1,000 dead cats and dogs, you'd be like, this is fucked up.
I can't I'm just saying, like, I can't get there. I get so much, like,
I feel worse about that than monkey labor.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel bad about monkey labor.
No, I don't feel like that's labor though. You're just letting an animal do what he would do.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't understand that story.
I think they're stealing the coconuts from the monkeys. I guess there's some ethical thing for stealing coconuts from a monkey. That's the real crime here, is you're stealing coconuts from a monkey. And if you really break it down that way, and when you break it up, when you call it monkey slave labor.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my grandma called it. It sounds very old-timey. It's not okay.
Maybe they just don't want the monkeys to get, like, diabetes, you know? Like, they can't have too much sugar.
That's also true. See, that's a great idea, Chloe.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but yeah, I get it.
She's not.
They're harvesting coconut water for Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I have no problem with what's going on with these monkeys. So, you know. And then the cats and dogs. Yeah, it sucks. It's not great. But once again, you know, dude, I got shit going on. I got to plan a kid's Halloween party tomorrow. I got to sit here and have emotion for these fucking cats and dogs that we're going to die within 12, 15 years anyway. All of them. Every single one of them. That's how I feel about old people during the pandemic, right? Same way I feel about cats and dogs just being tortured and murdered.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's scary.
Shannon, you still
you
turned
should,
on?
You should do that as a story.
Loves animals.
You should do that as a scary story. Be like, you have a dog, you love it, it's gonna be dead in 3 years. It'll be good for the kids.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, I have my Jason mask and my chainsaw, so just different parts around the party, like the kids are gonna be like
You're going to come in, just...
No, chase them around. It's going to be hilarious. And Harrington, I hired Harrington to come in the morning.
Just beat the shit out of him.
And he's going to have a werewolf mask and various things. And have to scare the
various
children.
Things. That is so vague.
Yeah. Harrington does. Harrington is literally, he's my employee. Like in life. Like, he's
not like that movie, The Toy.
Yeah, it's not a Gas Digital employee.
You just bought Harrington.
He's Harrington, got a nose like Richard Pryor right now. Good
will God. Do anything that I want. He'll like.
You have Harrington doing forced monkey labor.
I am. You should have him climbing trees.
Harrington, give me those coconuts. He's like, I was going to eat them. Give me those fucking coconuts.
Part of his training.
Now, Harrington will do anything for a little bit of money. $20 an hour, Harrington will do anything. He's like my own personal task rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but aren't those people good at what they're doing?
He's not terrible. He puts together furniture decently.
So just shit you don't feel like doing.
Oh, it's not shit that I can't do.
Yeah,
there's nothing. Harrington can do nothing.
That's what task rabbit.
And I really mean this.
Most
Harrington can do nothing better than me. Oh. Nothing. Even TaskRabbits, they can't really do much better than me. Let's get real, okay? I'm just not going to... My time... This is what happens in life. Your time is worth a certain amount. Like, my time... This sounds harsh, but it's legitimately worth 100 times more than Harrington's time.
Wow. On that note, I gotta go.
But what I'm contributing to the world and just...
Well, that also benefits Harrington, your time.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Like, my time being...
Yeah.
Utilize the right way. It's better for Harrington.
Yeah.
It's better for Harrington's life for him to put together my furniture to free up my time. It sounds crazy, but
I know,
it's 100. It sounds like a psychopath, but I'm more valuable to the world in every measure of the way than Mike Harrington. Okay. There's no, you know, so what I'm saying is, why should I be spending my time putting together a fucking table? Mm. When I could be playing video games, which sounds like I'm not doing anything, but it's also sort of part of this bigger picture.
It's part of your brand.
Building the brand, yeah.
It's not just the brand. It's sort of there's like all the ingredients that go into this fucking product, and sometimes you got to play some video games while you have to put together your furniture.
I didn't know he was fighting a geezer with you.
Yeah,
he's fighting some old guy.
He's fighting John Mathis. Can we see some more John Mathis sparring footage or some...
Yeah, I want to see what this guy looks like. Right, I just found this out.
He's fighting an older gentleman from the Rude Jude podcast or the Rude Jude radio show on Sirius XM. It's his producer. And Harrington is representing Gas Digital, Team Rattlesnake, Believe You Me podcast. Harrington, his nose is fucked.
Oh, my God.
His nose is fucked. He's got a big, bulbous, fucking bloody nose. It's going to be so funny because Harrington, he's going to bleed so much in this fight. It's going to be disgusting.
What was this from? What did he get his... Because I saw him on Monday.
Harrington does not know how to block jabs, so he just keeps on fucking getting his head snapped back.
I hope this geezer tunes him up. I got it. Let me see this guy. I want to see his. I was like, Harrington, you got a lot on the line. You lose this guy.
Good. Let's see. Now, and by the way, I think Harrington's going to win this fight. No, don't show the fight. Show his training from Instagram. We already showed that. Show him recently on Instagram.
And this is, it's Rude Jude's producer?
Yeah, his name is John Matthews. So we're going out November 14th to Lake Havasu. Me and Harrington are going out and fucking representing Team Rattlesnake. I'm going to square up against Jason Ellis. This is why I got to get back. I got to get in shape because by the time the fucking 14th comes along, I want to intimidate Jason Ellis. Be like, look what the fuck's going on here, bro. This ain't the old fat Luis J. Gomez. This is going to be the fucking Jack Diesel Luis J. Gomez. It's going to happen.
This guy?
Yeah. The older guy.
Oh, he's in a fucking get some volume Harrington too. Up, dude.
So
he's got a little snap to his
He
punches,
looks frail,
punches.
But he might have weird old man strength.
Yeah. Wait, has he ever fought before?
Yeah, he lost a poorly. Fight to one of his another producer on the show.
Okay.
The only thing I'll say is like, so he's got a little bit of snap to his punch. He's sitting back on his punches. They're not bad.
How old is he?
I don't know. Older than Harrington, but and it's smaller than Harrington, too.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Look at him. Go, geezer.
Wait, is that who you're fighting or Harrington?
This is who Harrington's fighting.
Oh. I want to play.
On the 14th of November, Lake Havasu.
How big's the crowd going to be?
I don't think it's going to be a big crowd. It's going to be a really small, like, close thing because it's being taped for pay-per-view. In my opinion, the difference that Harrington is going to have here or the advantage is the fact that he's been sparring. His nose may be fucked up, but
he looks good. He does look good. I'll give him that.
I don't think that either one of these guys have, quote-unquote, the boxing or fighting ability. It's going to be, it's flip a coin who would probably be better at boxing, right?
Okay.
But Harrington's been sparring a lot. He's been just nonstop. Like, he just goes out and he has good cardio. And if this guy, the only thing I've seen him doing is fucking hitting pads and hitting heavy bags. So if he hasn't been sparring the same way that Harrington has, I think Harrington could beat him. I really do. So we'll see what happens.
Nice.
I hope he does.
And worst comes to worst, watch Harrington get beat up by an old man.
It'd be fucking hilarious. Just bust his balls in the sawdust.
Well, I don't know what the actual rules are, but I believe that Shane Carwin is going to be on another platform. Like, if they go too close to Shane Carwin, Shane Carwin's allowed to punch him in the back of the head. It's hilarious.
Really?
The best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, what if Harrington's just killing this guy? And then Shane Carwin knocks him out and this old man wins by default. You know how happy that would make me?
I don't know. I know Shane Carwin's involved, and I know there's platforms in the water. Like, he's got to wear a life vest while he boxes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Be funny. Yeah, should be good. I think they're going to wear headgear. He'll be fine.
It's like a marriage.
Got a trip to Lake Havasu, though, for Harrington. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Wait, there's platforms in the water? It's like American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. What else? Ew. Man falls in a sinkhole in the Bronx and is swarmed by so many rats that he's scared to open his mouth. These are great Halloween stories, Shannon. I really appreciate the fact that you put scary stories out there for all the kids.
Thanks.
Is there video of this?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, let's see what's going on. Oh my God. Look at those shoulders, doggy. The shoulders and the arms are, I didn't realize how much my arms were fucking back. Chloe, look at that shit. That's just happening. Look at my huge fucking arms, dude. I'm about to get cut the fuck up. Oh, Shannon, kiss me on my neck. Kiss me on my neck, Shannon. It's a little fucking, it's like a bite, like a little nibble. You wouldn't do that?
I'm about to get cut the fuck up was also Lewis's father's last words.
Come on, doggy. Not okay.
It won't expand for some reason. I'll show you. It's just a little.
Watch this video right here. Close eye from the Bronx here. Look at that.
Whoop.
A dozen feet
under. Yep.
He was waiting for the bus when the sidewalk went out from under him.
Going down?
What we saw next was even scarier than that free fall. Whee! Let's get out to News 4's Mark Santilla live in the Belmont section.
I can tell you the rest of the story. But he was just waiting for the bus. He fell and he was stuck down there for 30 minutes. And he said there were so many rats.
It was a sinkhole or he fell down a manhole?
It was a sinkhole. Like, it just opened up underneath his feet.
What's a sinkhole?
Well, yeah. Is that in the cement?
Yeah, in the cement. Just on the sidewalk waiting
for the bus.
You
just walk and then...
It's like quicksand.
Yeah. That's fucking wild. Yeah. Oh, all the rats.
Yeah.
Oof.
Can you imagine what fucking is under here?
Whoa.
That we have no idea.
Oh, my God.
What a weird fucking island. Why are there so many rats in Manhattan? I don't understand.
Because it's the best city in the world.
There's so many people with food garbage.
Do rats exist? Like, if we never came here and made an island out of Manhattan, would there be this many rats? Was it, like, geographically speaking, is there just this many rats here, or?
I think it would be equal to the amount of people. Like, the more people there are, the more rats there's going to be.
Dude, it's fucking disgusting. They're real. I'm so happy.
But then think about those, the ratting, when we talk about the terriers going ratting.
Yeah.
Those farms have hundreds of rats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're growing food, so they just go wherever the food is.
I wish I would have fucking just given my dog that life. I feel so bad for Sport. I look at him sometimes, I'm like, I'm sorry that I fucking abused you, Sport.
Oh, that you had your dog in New York for so long?
I had it for so long in New York. A little Jack Russell Terrier. He just never got exercised, never got to kill rats like he was supposed to. Poor little guy. He's all old now. He's fucking got cataracts.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Big old fucking ball still.
No rats out in Bergen County.
Never got it fixed.
Are you going to get like a Labrador for your next dog? Like a big country dog?
I'm never getting any animals again. It's fucking stupid. Why live with animals?
So who's going to pick the coconuts?
Come on. It's not okay, Chloe.
Harrington.
All right, let's see. Let's go. Backyard wrestling gone wrong. Let's see it. Why not?
Oh, I already know what this one is.
Send me this and I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
Oh, this is going to fucking kill me, dude. So many people sent me this.
Is this the...
I can't watch this.
Yeah, I fucking knew it. I've seen this.
I can't watch it.
It's brutal.
Let's see.
This is going to be Harrington, dude. Yeah, dude. Watch this idiot.
Oh!
Yep.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh.
Can we watch it again? That's hilarious. Dude, if, the guy, if that guy just dropped the out. People's elbow on him, he would be the fucking like, dude. He deserve a WWE contract.
No, just 1 foot over him.
No, I wasn't reminded. I was staring at Zach, please. Oh my God, dude. Dude, I mean, sucks. This guy's just, it was so funny because, like, this guy must be so deconditioned and just such a fucking fat body that his body was never just, like, jumped off of 2 feet like that. By the way, when I was a kid, like, if I just jumped off of something like that, I would get these shocking pains in my feet. It would, like, go up my entire body.
Or you would roll your ankle, which is what I do all the time.
Yeah, I'd roll my ankle. I roll my ankle twice a week.
Yeah.
Right now, my ankles are constantly in pain from just walking.
Yeah.
Oh. It happens all the time. That shit is fucking wild. So what happened to the guy?
He might have to get amputated.
No.
No. Yeah, are you
serious? Really bad. It's really bad. Why? He might lose one.
Well, he must be like, I mean, he just broke his legs. Why would he have to lose
one? Dude, when he hits the mat, you can see it. That thing's pretty much off.
Why can't they just put a metal?
Yeah, but they throw those.
Why is a ton of money online?
I can't put a metal rod in it.
I read that we're debating amputation at the point.
That would have been sick if he did pin him, but put the leg up and it just came
out. Yeah.
But they still do it as a bit, like with a pro wrestler doctor? Yeah.
He puts the leg around it like fucking Hogan's boa.
Yeah, that shit is...
wild.
Damn. Freak accident right there. And for nothing, too. It's not even...
For nothing.
There's no money. One there.
That wasn't
no
his music. There. That was the NWO's music. That's sad.
It was...
That's really sad.
For nothing.
Damn, that sucks.
When you break your legs to famous people's music?
I wonder if he was supposed to win the match.
I don't even know if there was there a match?
I mean, yeah, but not for long after that.
What else is going on here? Female passengers on Qatar Airways flight to Australia detained and required to remove underwear.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
Sexy music.
Hell yeah.
Wait, she got detained?
Due to a prematurely born baby found in the terminal's ladies' room.
All right, this isn't the same.
Never mind.
Yeah, this is a real fucking turnaround.
Yeah, keep it on. I like it.
Now, keep the music going.
Female passengers were detained and required to remove their underwear. They were then forced to go to an invasive examination.
All right, which one of you showed a preemie in the loo?
Got a baby over here.
All right.
Who's baby?
Yeah, that's...
You see your pussies?
Well, I have to look at your cunts.
That is fucking dark right there. Hell yeah.
On a plane?
Yeah, how do you get a... Listen, yeah, prom, sure. Bus station, sure. Plane, they're going to have to play Guess Who.
Yeah.
You have to shove it into the little biohazard container.
Somebody's going to notice that.
Yeah,
or it's just on. They go to flush it, and then it's on the wing.
Yeah,
looking at you.
Even a premature Australian baby is probably jacked. Comes walking out,
just hot.
Ma, ma, you left me in the toilet.
Yeah, I mean that's fucking crazy. Where do they find the premature baby though? Like in the actual
terminal, it said, right?
No,
it didn't say it was on the plane.
It was on the plane.
So wouldn't it go?
It's sitting first class.
You've had it with these motherfuckers.
I will not have it on a plane. I will not have it on a train.
I was gonna
can you flush it?
Because
it's got
plane.
The thing that your waist goes down, but then doesn't that like go into a giant ball that they drop?
If she tried to flush a premature baby.
I thought it just flies out of the
it was
plane.
In the
how
terminal.
Far? How far? Oh, it was in the terminal?
It was in the terminal.
Oh.
Oh, that ain't shit.
Then it just lives there like Tom Hanks in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lives off hamburgers.
I
it returns court.
So premature baby. I mean, what do they do? How do they cut the? Do they chew the umbilical cord like a hyena? What
if
do
it's
they
an
do?
Australian, probably.
Yeah,
that's breakfast right there.
Get in a blooming onion.
I mean, that's that is a fucking dark moment. Like, I almost like I don't understand like. Like, I guess if a girl's, like, family's super religious, it was a Qatar Airways flight, right? So what does that mean?
Qatar? The fuck is that?
It's here in Australia.
It's a Middle Eastern airline.
Fly Qatar.
Yeah, so she probably fucking got raped by her uncle or whatever, and she didn't want her family to kill her for it. So she had to, like, murder her own baby. That's how hard it is for Qatar.
Hold on, home run coming. Do you think in Australia unwanted babies go into foster's care?
Woo!
Oh.
You know what, dude?
That was really
nice. It.
Kimmel, call me.
Crikey.
If you don't tweet it, I'm going to do it and call it my own.
I don't tweet.
It's too good of a joke. You know what? Somebody tweet it. Tag me and Zach. We'll retweet it. That's a fucking solid fucking joke right there.
Che, what are you doing without me, buddy? You know you want me.
What was it? Do adopted children?
Do unwanted children in Australia go into foster's care?
Foster's. That's fucking brilliant right there.
Che, Jost, what are you doing without me?
Yeah. That's fucking, that's crazy. Chloe, have you ever killed a baby?
Yeah.
That's a common theme on the show is that there's abortions left and right out of the female guests on this show. Unapologetic abortions out of the female guests.
Well, there was an abortion left at that airport.
Yeah. Chloe, your nips are poking through, by the way. I'm just saying it happened. Meow. It's not my fault that your fucking nips are just popping out.
What if she had eight?
Yes.
Oh God!
Here we go.
I'm cold.
We have to wrap soon. I have to get the fuck out of here and plan a Halloween party. But we do have another scary party.
Is your party
tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Halloween. All right. Yeah.
Are you gonna wear a costume
tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
Are you wearing a costume tomorrow, Chloe? Or are you doing the same thing?
I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I don't think I'm doing shit.
Tomorrow, I haven't really figured it out what I'm gonna do.
I just can't wait till Monday when I get to drop my son off and I get to go back to virtual reality porn.
Yeah, what's with you in VR porn?
It's the best. Bomb diggity.
Yeah?
Bomb fucking diggity, doggy. Trust me.
All right. I believe you. I saw you've been tweeting about it. I'm like, whoa. Yeah? Talk about a horror story.
Just fucking lose the VR drink. It's like Lawnmower Man.
The only problem is like
face is this long. It's like,
you have to set up like perfect, like the ground level. Otherwise, a little bit off. So it's like that. It's not perfect yet, but it's fucking, it's pretty goddamn close.
What is James being for Halloween?
Virtual reality porn star.
Really? Is that what you're going to wear tomorrow, too?
I'm just wearing naked, wearing my virtual reality goggles.
That's one of the rooms.
Well, I downloaded a haunted house, like, walkthrough for the virtual reality thing. I thought that'd be fun for the party, but it makes me really nauseous. Yeah. Really fucking nauseous. So maybe other people will like it, but I think that'd be kind of a fun thing. Like, people want to do the virtual reality haunted house.
They probably got some terrifying ones on that shit, too, for VR.
Yeah.
I think they have zombie games on there that are pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, are there? Sweet. We'll see what happens. All right, let's do one more story, then we're going to wrap this one up. Happy Halloween, everybody. This story is called The Red Spot.
Oh.
It's about a girl's first period.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a seizure. It scared me.
Man. Chloe, tell us about your first period real quick. Shannon, hit the music. That should be a new segment on the show.
With this lighting.
Yeah, female with the red
lighting. It was
describe their first period and what happened. Hold on, relax. Put on the sexy music. And give us paint a whole picture. How old were you? Where were you? What were you wearing? Hell yeah.
I was wearing a white turtleneck and cat ears and I walk into Gas Digital. May I actually use the bathroom now?
Yeah, you
I
can.
I think I just got my first period. No,
she's Chloe's so weird. I love her. I can't put my finger on it exactly, but she's great. All right. The red spot. Here it is. Happy Halloween, everyone. While Ruth slept, a spider crawled across her face. It stopped for several minutes on her left cheek, then went on its way.
Ah, skeet, 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 skeet.
What is this red spot on my cheek? She asked her mother the next morning. Looks like a spider bite, her mother said. It'll go away. Just don't scratch it. Soon the small red spot grew into a small red boil. Look at it now, Ruth said. It's getting bigger. It's sore. That sometimes happens, her mother said. It's coming to a head. In a few days, the boil was even larger. Look at it now, Ruth said. It hurts and it's ugly. We'll have the doctor look at it, her mother said. Maybe it's infected. But the doctor couldn't see Ruth until the next day.
That night, Ruth took a hot bath. As she soaked herself, the boil burst. Out poured a swarm of tiny spiders from the eggs her mother had laid in her cheek.
No!
Valtrex, it works.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
I would, if I had that, I would convince myself that it was a herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I have fucking herpes on my face. What the fuck happened?
Immediately thought that.
Oh, that's you reminded me of it. Oh, I get it.
Long Valtrex commercial.
And the spiders never met their father because they were the children of a black widow.
All right. This has been a fun Halloween show.
Really fun.
This has been a fun Halloween show. I'm looking Jack Diesel as shit. Shannon thinks my black eye's hot. I'm going to go kiss Shannon on her mouth right now. It's about to happen. Brian Sex, make sure you guys support him and follow him.
Thank you, buddy.
Chloe LeBron, do that as well. Make sure if you guys love Gas Digital, you get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more, the entire on-demand library for all the shows that I do, Zach does, Shannon does, the whole Gas Digital family. Just $8 a month if you use the promo code RAP. You also get a 14-day free trial. You get everything ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the racist live chat and more. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. Until then, good night and have a happy Halloween.
That's all, folks.